Where am I when I'm doing prayers? I'm thanking the angels to give me the good guidance and all of that. What's wrong with that? What you do in the same position? Yes?
Again, after sin, you will curse Iblis, because through him you are inclined. These two adversaries are making offers to you in secret and presenting in the curtain over the unseen. When the curtain over the unseen is raised from before you, you will behold the faces of your brokers. And from their words will recognize without trouble that these were they who spoke invisibly. The devil will say, "O you who are a captive to your nature and body, I was presenting to you. I did not force."
Yeah. This is the defense of the Satan. Let's say we bring them both here. The Satan will say, "Excuse me, did I force you to do something bad? No. I just presented. I didn't force you. So, that's your choice. I just gave you the choice, period. Yes?"
And the angel will say, "I told you that your sorrow would be increased in consequence of this joy."
Yeah. The other one will say, "What did I do? Did I force you? No. Did I force you to stop what you're doing? No. I just advised you, gave you the information that if you do this, you will feel miserable. Yes?
Did not I tell you on such and such a day that the way to paradise is in that direction?
Mm-hmm.
We are lovers of your soul and fosterers of your spirit and sincere worshippers of your Father. At this time also we are serving you and inviting you towards sovereignty. That party was your father's enemies, who refused to obey the command, 'Worship Adam.' You did accept that, and you did reject ours. You did not acknowledge the debt due for our services."
Okay. The happening is as simple as this. We offered you this, the other side, which is Satan, offered you that. What did you choose? You choose to go with Satan. So, you didn't appreciate whatever we have given to you. Yes?
You did accept that. You did reject ours. You did not acknowledge the debt due for our services. Now look on us and them in clear view and recognize by voice and speech. If you hear a secret from a friend at midnight, you will know that it was he when he speaks at dawn. And if two persons bring news to you in the night, you will recognize both of them in the daytime by their speaking.
Okay, what is this? A practical stuff for the people around the room in that time. You say, okay, this is it. You have these two choices, actually. Choices are this. To be the believer means to choose the good advice of the angels to become better, or to choose the devil and do whatever you like. Okay? These are the choices. But let me tell you something else. In the midnight, you hear someone is saying something. The next day, when that fellow is talking, you will remember the voice, right? You know who was talking last night. He said, okay, I brought you this, that at the end, these two will be present and you're in between them. Now, you are in between them. Which one is talking to you? Because now you know which one is putting you through what or directing you where. So listen to your ego, what your ego is telling you, and listen to your heart, what your heart is telling you. You will understand the difference between all the sayings, all the talking of the ego and all the talking of the spirit. This is where you could choose one of them. Yes?
During the night, the sound of a lion and the sound of a dog have come, and he has not seen their forms on account of the darkness. When day breaks and they begin to make sound again, the intelligent will know them by the sound. The upshot is this, that both the devil and the spirit who present exist for the purpose of completing the power of choice.
Yeah, let me put it in short. I explained it all to prove this, that at the end of the day, the good stuff and bad stuff are both presented to you. One comes from your ego, the other one comes from the angels, okay? Both are their light in you. Why? Because if not, you didn't have the choice. If there was only one of them, what is the choice? This is it. The Satan is created for us to have choice. Yes.
There is an invisible power of choice within us. When it sees two objects of desire, it waxes strong. Teachers beat children. How should they inflict that correction upon a black stone? Do you ever say to a stone, "Come tomorrow, and if you don't come, I will give your bad behavior the punishment it deserves"? Does any reasonable man strike a brickbat? Does anyone reprove a stone? In reason, necessitarianism is more shameful than the doctrine of free will, because the necessitarian is denying his own sense.
This is it. At the end of the day, if you don't understand this, you are denying your feeling. It's this simple that, okay, does anyone get angry with the chair? No. Getting angry, you took the negative stuff, right? Punishment. Punishment is positive or negative? You say when you punish the child, is it good or bad? The child doesn't like it, but you're helping that child. This is the trick. There are stuff that the children don't understand, but you do. This stuff I'm talking about is like that. You cannot have a childish understanding about this. This is a trick that, yes, punishment is here. Nobody punishes. No animal punishes another animal. That stuff we are doing. Yes?
The man who holds the doctrine of free will does not deny his sense. The action of God is not mediated by the senses, O son.
Yeah, talking about the senses, you have to have senses. Not Satan should have senses or God have senses. Senses are with you. We are talking about your sense. Yes.
He who denies the action of the Almighty Lord is denying him who is indicated by the indication.
Yep.
That one says, "There is smoke, but no fire. There is candlelight without any resplendent candles." And this one sees the fire plainly. For the sake of denial, he says it does not exist. It burns his raiment, he says, "There is no fire." It stitches his raiment, he says, "There is no thread."
Okay. Let's talk about your feeling, the senses in you. Which one, which senses in you is 100%? It's not 100%. It's, we are talking about a feeling or something, sensing something. This, the God doesn't have this kind of sensing. That sensing is me, because I am here with the opportunity to choose. I have given the choice. This is how it works. Yes, I could deny it. Like the fellow who He's burning his west and he's denying the fire. No, there is no fire. There is only smoke. So what? You could deny it, but that denial means that you don't get it really. Because here I'm talking about the simple points. Now, choice comes with possibilities. You have this way and that way. Both ways are in front of us. This is favor to us. This is the choice. And for this, we have to choose between me and we. Yes?
Hence, this doctrine of necessity is skepticism. Consequently, he, from this point of view, is worse than the infidel.
Aha. This is the trick. This is something that you should always remember as a believer. It says here, what are we talking about here? Here, we are not talking about, we are not looking for something. We are not talking about knowledge. Somebody has decided to deny something. Somebody has decided to say, I'm forced to. This is what it is. And defending myself is the basic in the animal, isn't it? So I'm not the guilty one. He says, this is it. So he will use the word tasafsut, safsate, means stupid argument in logical argument, philosophic arguments. That you could say this, you could say that, nonsense. He says, these are nonsense, therefore. I was talking about two fellows, right? One was the believer, non-believer. Here he will say, it's not believer and non-believer. Here we see some stupidity in this non-believer. You could be non-believer, but denying the existence of free choice. What is that one? Why do you bring it out? Where did you invent that? Because here in this long paragraph I showed you what the matter is. If there was no Satan, okay, so there was no good or bad. All the animals, they did whatever you do, right? The animal did it for millions of years. Who was guilty? What was bad? What was good? Nothing. Everything was okay, was nature, that was it, right? Good and bad starts when you have the choice. And here we are talking about the choice given to you and you want to say, I don't have the choice. Why? Because with this choice, yes, this choice is like your car. Your car has two pedals. One is to go forward, the other one is to stop. You don't like the stop. All you're talking about is, I'm miserable because there is this brake in my car. No. The brake is necessary because you have the choice to move the car or stop it. This doesn't mean that you are forced. Yes.
The infidel says, the world exists, there is no Lord.
Uh-huh.
He says that, oh my Lord, is not to be approved. This one says, the world is really nothing. The sophist is in a tangle of error. The whole world acknowledges the power of choice. They're commanding and forbidding. Bring this and do not bring that. He says that commanding and forbidding are not, and that there is no power of choice.
Ah.
All this is erroneous.
How simple it could end, this long paragraph. He brought it to this argument and said, listen, the reality is that there is this